Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. This is a day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice in it. Amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them. Tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the show today. Amen. Whether by web or by phone, we are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message will be coming for Joel, the second chapter today. So if you can go ahead and if you have your Bibles, if you're out and about, you can go back and read Joel, the second chapter, in your own devotional time. And while you're doing that, I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. Father God, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for life in itself. Father God, we thank you for all things. We thank you for all that you have done. Father God, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who came over 2,000 years ago that we might have life in him. Father God, we worship you and we give you praise. We honor your name, O Father. We magnify your name, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the sick and the shut-in. We pray for the bereaved families all around the world. We pray, Father God, that you will comfort them, Father, in their time of sorrow, Father. We pray that you will uplift their spirits, O God, and let them know, God, that you are there, that they will call on your name as a comforter, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are lost, those who are in need of a Savior. Father God, we pray that they will come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. Father God, we know that you're able to heal. We know that you're able to deliver. We know that you're able to set them free if they will just call on your name. Father God, we just thank you for all the supernatural things. Father God, because we know that you are a way maker, Lord. We know that you're able to make a way out of no way, Father. Father God, we just praise you. We worship your holy name. For you're worthy of all our praises. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for healing, Father, all through the land. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we just pray for healing. We pray for deliverance of the people of God all around the world, oh Lord. Oh, Father God, let your word go forth today with much power and much authority in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father God, speak your word through your servant, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For I am just a vessel being used by the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Father God, we give you glory and we give you honor, for you're worthy of all our praises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. You should be at Joel by now, hallelujah. I'll be coming from the second chapter, and I'm just going to read verse number 1. And the word of God reads, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all of the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Hallelujah. To Jesus. In your own devotional time, if you would go back and read the chapter of Joel, amen, amen, a powerful book of prophecy. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. The title of our message today is, when we see these things happening, then we need to be alarmed. Hallelujah. The book of the prophet Joel here, if Joel is speaking of the things to come, and he was giving warning beforehand for the people to to be awakened and to be alarmed and to repent. For the day of the Lord was at hand. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When we see these things happening, we need to also be alarmed. Hallelujah to Jesus. When we see that people have turned away from God and they are rejecting God, when they are rejecting and trampling upon his word, when they are hating righteousness, when they are living unholy, when they're living a sinful life before God, hallelujah to Jesus, we need to be alarmed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah to Jesus. When we see these things happening in the world, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. When people don't want Jesus, hallelujah. When they don't want to talk about sin, hallelujah to Jesus. When they don't want to talk about repentance, glory to God. When they don't want to talk about the shedding of his blood, hallelujah to Jesus. We need to be alarmed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. When we see the things happening in the world, hallelujah, all around us, hallelujah, where the world has become a rebellious nation and disobedient unto God, hallelujah to Jesus, we ought to be alarmed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We ought to be alarmed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When what is right, now wrong. Glory to God. And what is wrong is now right. Hallelujah to Jesus. When we see these things happening, then we need to be alarmed. Hallelujah to Jesus. When the world has, their ways have become perverted. Hallelujah. And they have forgotten about God. It's time to get alarmed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah to Jesus. When we see these things happening, we need to be alarmed. Glory, hallelujah. When we see that behind the pulpits and operating in the church, all kinds of spirits, perverse spirits, lying spirits, whoring spirits, witchcraft spirits, lust spirits, we need to be alarmed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. We ought to be alarmed when we see these things going on in the house of God. We ought to be alarmed when you go into a church and they don't know the true spirit of God. It's time. Glory, hallelujah. We ought to be alarmed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. We ought to be alarmed when we see that preachers, glory to God, are making babies in the church, laying with the women in the church. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. We ought to be alarmed. Hallelujah to Jesus. When they themselves don't see the wrong in what they're doing. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We ought to be alarmed. Hallelujah to Jesus. When we see all of these things that are happening in the world around us, hallelujah. When we see innocent blood is being shed in the land and the blood is crying from the ground, we ought to be alarmed. Hallelujah to Jesus. When the Bible said the evil blood was crying from the ground, hallelujah to Jesus. Innocent blood is being shed all in the land. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for your holy word. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible tells us Jesus was falsely accused. Hallelujah to Jesus. His blood was innocent. Hallelujah to Jesus. It had no stains. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But he shed his blood for the whole world that all might be saved through him. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you see these things happening, when you see that there's no law in the world, the law of a man is waxed cold, but men have become lovers of themselves, proud and boisterous, glory to God, living for the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We ought to be alarmed when we see these things happening. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. We ought to be alarmed. It's time for us to get
God. It's time for us to begin to fast. Glory, hallelujah, to Jesus. When we see all these things, oh, God, happening all around us in the world. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. When we see these things happening, we need to be alarmed. When we see that there are many false prophets, many false prophetesses, false preachers, false evangelists, false pastors, false teachers have arrived all through the land and in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They come to the sea many. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We ought to be alarmed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. For the word of God says, many will come in his name. Hallelujah to Jesus. Saying that they are the Christ and they are the Messiah. We need to be alarmed when we see these things happening. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. We ought to be alarmed. Hallelujah to Jesus. When the world, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. And when Satan, hallelujah, systems, hallelujah, people are being caught up in the way of the world. They're caught up in the financial system of the world. Glory to God. They're caught up in the education system of the world. They're caught up in the political and the religious systems of the world. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. We ought to be alarmed when they're not depending on God anymore, but they're depending on man instead of God. When God said, I will be a provider and I will provide for my people. The devil want to keep your business caught up in these things so that you won't have time to hear the alarm. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He's saying to us, God is saying to us in his holy word, hallelujah to Jesus, we ought to be alarmed when all of these things are going on around us. Hallelujah to Jesus. Maybe we don't really worry about it because maybe it hadn't came in our world. You know, our world that we're in. Glory, hallelujah. The things and the people are around us are our own world. Maybe it just hadn't hit there yet. But when you hear the news, all you can hear in the news is pain, sorrow, trouble, famine in the land. Glory to God. We ought to be alarmed. Hallelujah to Jesus. When we see all of these things that are happening and being fulfilled before our eyes, for the word of God says, hallelujah to Jesus, we ought to be getting ready. Hallelujah to Jesus, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, we ought to be getting ready. We need to be getting our life right with God. We need to be changing our life. We need to be repenting and coming back to Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why the word of God says, God created the world. And the very world that he created rejected him. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's time, hallelujah, for the world to come back to the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's time for us to be alarmed when we see that Satan is setting up more churches. They're on every corner. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus, so that he can set the trap, glory, hallelujah, so that he can deceive you, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, when you go in the church, hallelujah to Jesus, they sound like God, they act like God, but they don't know God, hallelujah to Jesus, they're on every corner, hallelujah to Jesus, glory to God. When we see these things happening, we need to be alarmed. And we need to be watchmen. We need to be praying. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the Bible says, no man know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall return. But when we see these things being fulfilled before our face, we need to be alarmed. Glory to God. Even if it's not happening in our community, it's happening all around us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ought to be alarmed. Hallelujah to Jesus. We ought to be alarmed. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. When we see in our world today where educators are supposed to be teaching the children, but they're going with the children, making babies with the children, we ought to be alarmed. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. My God, my God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to be alarmed when we see the perverse spirit roaming all over the world. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. While men are loving men and women are loving women, men are marrying men and women are marrying women. Glory to God. It's abomination against God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Something wrong when people don't see sin. My God, when you don't see sin, glory to God, hallelujah, something wrong, hallelujah to Jesus. Sin is all in the land, hallelujah to Jesus. Nobody wants God, hallelujah to Jesus, because they're so busy doing their own thing, glory to God. They're so busy eating and drinking and being merry, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. When we see these things, we ought to be alarmed. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. When we see that fathers are against sons, mothers against daughters, daughter-in-laws against mother-in-laws, mother-in-laws against daughter-in-laws. Hallelujah to Jesus. Husband won't act right. Children won't act right. Even the dog don't want to act right. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Children are rising up against their parents. Even in the world that we live in today, children are killing their parents. Oh, God. And parents are killing their own children. Glory to God. When we see these things, we should be alarmed. We should begin to pray and find us to bow down on our knees and pray for the nation. Pray for this world. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. For there is a heaven and there is hell. Hallelujah to Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. When we see and hear of all of these things happening in the world, it tells us in the Bible. You can go back and read it for yourself. Go back and read Mark 23 and 24. Go back and read Mark 13, and it will give you the signs of the time. Glory to God. We're in those days, y'all. Jesus is showing the return. Hallelujah to Jesus. My God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. My God. Return back to the Lord. Come back to the God. Hallelujah. Come back. Glory to God. Come back to the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Many people think they got a lot of time. Glory, hallelujah. They thought that in Noah's day. Glory, hallelujah. In the days of Noah, they thought they had plenty of time. The Bible says they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To the day that Noah went out to the ark and God shut the door. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. When we see all of these things happening, we should be alarmed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we see these things happening, glory to God, it's time to preach the truth. Preach the gospel truth. Preach that Jesus was born, that he lived, he died, and he rose again. Preach the gospel truth. Hallelujah to Jesus. Stop twisting God's word and preach the truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. When you see and hear these things happening all around us, hallelujah to Jesus. We need to tell people about you. We need to tell them to get in the word of God. We need to tell them to get their life right with God. Hallelujah to Jesus. That their souls can be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's praying time. Hallelujah to Jesus. We don't want to be called asleep when the Son of Man returns. We don't want to be called asleep. We don't want our souls to be lost. When we see all the things happening, we must pray. 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 Hallelujah to Jesus. My God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. We when we see all of these things happening, then we need to be alarmed. God is a forgiving God. God is a merciful God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the world, we got to turn back to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got to turn back to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah to Jesus. When we see all of these things happening in the world, hallelujah, as Jesus had told his disciples, my God, that these things must happen and they must come to pass. Hallelujah to Jesus. All of the things that I have mentioned, and when you go back and read the word of God for yourself, because see, the only ones that are going to be lost are going to be the ones that don't know Jesus for real. It's going to be the ones that have not read his word to even know the signs of the time. Glory to God. We ought to be alarmed. We ought to be alarmed. Joel in this book, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, came to the people and prophesied unto them beforehand so that they could wake up, so that they could repent and change their lives and come back to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you for your holy word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time for the gospel, glory to God, to be preached on every corner of the world. The Bible says, when the word of God is preached in every crack and every corner, glory to God, it's got to be published. It's got to be preached. How it's going to be preached? By the chosen ones that God has sent and chosen. Hallelujah, his chosen one. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you for your holy word. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Blow ye the trumpet of Zion. Give an alarm. Give an alert. Give a warning so that people will begin to watch as well as pray. Hallelujah to Jesus, because we don't know the day nor the hour, but we must be ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We just thank God for his holy word. We do hope and pray that something was said here today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That will sound the alarm in your spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because many times we don't really get concerned unless they come to our door. Hallelujah to Jesus. My God, my God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We don't like closing out the show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior while you yet have time. Hallelujah to Jesus. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Hallelujah. It's not promised to me. It's not promised to you. It's not promised to anyone. Now is the time to change your life, repent of your sins, and come to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, if you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly repent of your sin, be saved, change your life today. Find you a Bible, believe in church, get you a Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave the message, amen, on blog, on Facebook, on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, we want to welcome you to the body of Christ, amen. Glory to God, amen. Also, just got a couple of announcements, amen. Glory to God. We do hope and pray that you tune in
to the prophetic corner today with Prophetess Martha talking about being a true worshiper. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We also hope and pray that you tuned in yesterday to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Also, we want to remind you of Tuesday night's show, One Word from the Lord, with your host, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under her leadership. Amen. A powerful woman of God. Amen. Glory to God. And I just want to mention Friday night prayer. Amen. If you missed it, you missed the treat. It was on fire. Amen. The Spirit of God moved. Amen. Amen. That is all of our announcements for today. Keep those in mind. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you again for tuning in to the show today. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord Jesus for another day. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm now going to do the benediction. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed week this week in the name of the Lord. We'll see you here next week at the same place, at the same time. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry with your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Be blessed.